Our voice. Our future. Our country. Our revolution is just beginning. With a history of bar brawls, altercations, and road rage, a trail of unpaid debts and tax liens, and a plan that could cut trillions from Medicare, Social Security, and defense, no wonder Florida's newspapers have said he is no way qualified to be a senator and has no business holding any elected office. Columbine, Sandy Hook, Charleston, San Bernardino, Aurora, Orlando, St. Paul, Baton Rouge, Dallas. Enough. If the current political climate has taught us anything, it's that we need more women in positions of power, not less. Pundits and insiders are asking, can we afford to have a female governor, a female attorney general, and a female secretary of state? The real question is, can we afford not to? You asked for no cuts to Medicaid, that people with pre-existing conditions need to be protected. You made that absolutely clear. And we're listening. Why? Because no one should have the power to let you die and choose to. People across the political spectrum are just saying they want something different. But let's get real. We're not going to see districts flipping just because they're angry. Top Democrats say her campaign plays an important part in the strategy to take back the U.S. House. Don't you agree? He's been our ally for over three decades. He's been our voice. And now it's time for us to be his voice. Be on the right side of history. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Be the change before you see the change.